Good morning to Azim Premji. First of all, the world's most generous philanthropist, Wipro chairman earmarked an additional 34% shares in Wipro Limited to philanthropy efforts. That's over ₹52,750 crore to the foundation efforts. Meanwhile, Uncle Mukesh and Auntie Neeta were getting photo shoot done with the Indian Armed Forces. The phrase of the day is cock-a-snook, and once you know who used it, you will just be amazed for the rest of your life, if not for a minute. Well, that's a bit later, but applies as much to our next story, where China cocked a snook on India. It is 14th March 2019, and while we are on giving, let's start with the most giving Prime Minister ever in the annals of Indian history. Narendra Modi had given his time and love to Xi when he took him to his home state of Gujarat, posed from a swing at a park, and made him wear his jacket. Come at the time, come at the season, with dwindling sales of Modi jackets, if ever there was anything like that, Xi has done what Xi was always going to do. As India was sleeping, China blocked Masood Azhar from being listed as a terrorist at the United Nations, fourth time in a row. Only if diplomacy were as easy as hugging. But what was making news yesterday was Priyanka Gandhi yet again. Between media going all Taimur on her, analyzing everything from her Twitter display picture to her not contesting Lok Sabha elections, an impromptu visit to Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad at a Meerut hospital where he was being treated under police custody, sent the entire political circle abuzz. The buzz was so strong that BSP Supremo Mayawati, who was already feeling the center's heat with Mayawati's former secretary Netram getting a pre-election IT raid where they found a Mopar pens and some petty cash amounting to ₹1.64 crores. It was huddle time for her and SP Chief Akhilesh to re-strategize Priyanka, extolling the struggle of the young Dalit leader against an arrogant government. Azad on his part said that he would contest against Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi. Azad was detained in Deoband day before while taking out a rally to Delhi to take part in Hunkar rally, but was hospitalized after he complained of breathlessness. On speculation of the visit being politically motivated to George Chandrasekhar towards Congress, Priyanka said, "I have come here to pay a visit and find out about his health. He should not have been arrested and should be allowed to speak out. I like the Josh in Chandrasekhar. That is why I came." And while we are on Bua and Babua, let me tell you the entire cock-a-snook story. So yesterday, a very British Yogi Adityanath tweeted, "People of Uttar Pradesh will cock-a-snook at Bua and Babua alliance. Time for casteism, nepotism and corruption is over now, and politically vigilant people of UP will make sure that 5 multiplied by 0 results in 0 this time." Babua, aka Mr. Akhilesh Yadav, shot back, "Chief Minister, I have not understood. Please tell us what a cock-a-snook means in Hindi, or better still, show us how it is done so that the people know what they need to do." Well, cocking a snook is a sign of derision in Britain made by putting the thumb on the nose, holding the palm open and perpendicular to the face and wiggling the remaining fingers. It is mostly used by school children. Now hold your palm open, keep it parallel to your face, and then just face palm yourself. Why? Because the Rafael case is just getting naughtier and naughtier. Only if all these government spin masters were to play for Indian cricket team, we would not lose another cricket match, Dhoni or no Dhoni. The war capacity of combat aircraft has fallen into the hands of the enemy and our adversaries and jeopardized national security because of theft by unauthorized photocopying, the center told the Supreme Court on Wednesday via filing by Defense Secretary. Two of those the Modi government has held guilty of aiding the enemies were ministers in the government led by the BJP itself, Arun Shori and Yashwant Sinha. The third is activist lawyer Prashant Bhushan. The court is hearing a review petition filed by the three public figures against an earlier order that had declined to entertain a plea for a probe into the Rafael deal. The center's conspiracy theory has been mentioned in an affidavit it has filed in the court through advocate Colonel R. Balasubramaniam. However, the affidavit does not mention The Hindu, the newspaper that had published several reports that questioned multiple claims of the government. The Attorney General had earlier referred to the newspaper, but the government appears to have backed off because of a resultant furor. The center is now focusing its entire firepower on Shori, Sinha and Bhushan, declaring that they are guilty of a conspiracy of committing theft of official secrets. We will know today how this entire spin pans out. And from that hair-raising conspiracy theory, we head to a tragic story about a bald man dying in quest to grow his hair. A 43-year-old businessman, Shravan Kumar Chaudhary, died in a hospital in Powai, in around Mumbai last week, more than 50 hours after he underwent a 12-hour hair transplantation procedure at a clinic, according to the police. In his statement, the dermatologist at whose clinic Chaudhary underwent the procedure said the businessman wanted to graft 9,000 hairs in one go, which was against medical advice. Getting more than 3,000 hair in a single setting was also not advisable, but in this case, the transplantation went on for more than 12 hours. And on to the international stories. While you were asleep, Facebook is suffering the most severe outage in its history, with key services rendered unusable for users globally for much of yesterday. The last time Facebook had a disruption of this magnitude was in 2008, when the site had 150 million users compared to around 2.3 billion monthly users today. Facebook's main product, its two messaging apps and image sharing site Instagram, were all affected. The cause of the interruption has not yet been made public. And before we head to roundup of the Champions League, two former students opened fire at a Brazilian school yesterday and killed at least five teenagers as well as two school officials before committing suicide in an attack that police said was inspired by the 1999 Columbine massacre in the United States. And on to football, where English clubs have made Champions League their home this season, and it was Sadio Mane that shone for Liverpool, this time by scoring twice to hand Liverpool a 3-1 Champions League victory at Bayern Munich yesterday, as they nullified their German opponents with a dominant performance that sent them through to the quarterfinals. And on to the last bit of news, and if Ronaldo does his best, Messi is not far behind. Lionel Messi led the way with two goals and two assists at Barcelona, reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League in style by thrashing Olympique Lyonnais 5-1 at home on Wednesday and advancing by the same scoreline on aggregate. And that is all I have for you for today. Be good, be healthy and stay hydrated. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.